the American people have been suffering for decades now, since 1970, when they took us off the gold standard, put us on the petrodollar standard, have been suffering. Our quality of life has been going down, exporting our jobs first to Mexico, then to China. And Trump wants to change all this. Well, the vested interests, the guys who are getting richer and richer every day while the rest of us get poorer, don't want to change. This is their gravy train. They're going to fight hard to protect their revenue stream. We have our own government agencies, or at least elements of them, that have declared war against the American people to enrich themselves and to fund their black operations. I really feel that this is a clear and present danger to the United States at this point in time, to our constitutional republic. They do have an unelected continuity of government plan where these senior executive service members, bureaucrats who have never been elected by anybody, will take over and run the government, in which case the republic is lost.
With the global economy being in shambles and central bankers moving towards a reset, it's never been a better time to protect your wealth by owning precious metals. Contact Andy at milesfranklin.com. Tell him Sarah sent you. He promised me he will guarantee you the lowest price anywhere in the country. Remember, email Andy at milesfranklin.com and tell him Sarah sent you. It's never been a better time to protect your future than now. Well, it also then allows you to run a simple zero-point energy battery to run it. Because the zero-point energy, I've done shows on this, they have that technology as well. They just won't fund it to get it to the next level, or they won't let it come out. It's the energy field around us, right? And basically, the ether. Yes, the universe, the ether. Yeah, basically, they just reduce the electron. They pull out the energy from the electron, and the electron gets zapped more energy from the ether, and they keep doing that. You can get a house. You can do a battery for a house the size of, I don't know, you know, 2 foot by or foot by foot or whatever, and you can just, your house goes forever. These things will last forever.
Essentially, you can have something the size of an old school lunchbox that will power your house for the next 100 years. I got it. So
yeah, it's really cool. And the same thing for one of those, if you use, now you use anti-gravity with it. Now you got a physics background. I got an engineering background. That's why I get really into this. But, and I used to do a lot more shows on this, but now with this whole new world order taking over the United States and us collapsing, I figured that might be a little bit more important right now. But I really like to cover the edge of technology. That's where a lot of my passion is. But this just is too important right now. And so that's where I'm going with the show. I'd really like to get back to a lot of those topics. But since you're here and you're the mastermind and you posted such an amazing article on the Kasarian Mafia, I would really like you to give us an overview of that and how that ties into today, because that's such an excellent article that you posted.
Well, my co-author on that is Dr. Preston James, who is a dear, dear, dear friend. And, you know, I did most of the research for it and gave him the research, which he formatted and actually put down in documents. So I want to give him credit where credit's due on that. But really what it is there was this Khazarian empire that, you know, lied in the area between the Black Sea and the Caspian Sea and surrounding area down there. And they were a really ruthless group, and you couldn't travel through there without being, you know, killed, murdered, you know, having your goods stolen. They were really, bad global citizens. And so what happened is the Persians, now Iran, and the Slavic people, now Russia, put the ultimatum to them saying, you're being too difficult to deal with. So instead of being Baal worshippers, you're going to have to choose a new religion, and you're going to have to change your ways, and we'll let you survive.
But so they were Satan worshipers. They were doing sacrifices, and they were doing all the things that you hear about.
That you hear about now.
Evil.
Yes. And so they put on this. They said, well, we've got to choose from, you know, Christianity, Islam, or Judaism. So they chose Judaism because it gave them the most flexibility. And that's where your Ashkenazi Jews come from. They don't have a drop of Hebrew blood in them. They've assumed the title. They pretend like they're Jewish, But secretly, and I'll go back to this mega group, these are the group of Baal worshippers. These are the ones who are making the sacrifices. These are the ones who are taking their orders from some entity that directs them and tells them how to do things that are leading to this new world order here. But that article was published, I'm going to guess 5, 6 years ago initially. And the last I checked, we had over like 30, 35 million reads on it globally, which is outstanding for an article like that. But it really is an eye-opener, and it tells you that these Ashkenazi Jews, which are probably 90% of the world's Jewish population today, are Ashkenazi, and what their real origins are, and how they've infiltrated every country. I mean, I don't care if you go to Hong Kong, I don't care if you go to Brazil, I don't care if you go to Kazakhstan. They're in control. They work in the banks, they've infiltrated the government, they're influencing education everywhere you go.
One of the things that I saw was interesting is how they were behind taking down every single royal king, royal family in the world around the same time. They took down the Tsar, they took down the Jewish, or not the Jewish, the German royalty. They took down the J Japan and China. They took it down everywhere, and then they infiltrated England. But they did that
Yeah, I mean
first.
that happened under Oliver Cromwell when Cromwell killed King Charles and replaced him
Yeah, that happened first.
yes. But you're right. And what they don't just kill the king; they wipe out the entire bloodline. And so, what with these people and dealing with them, if we're going to have to deal with them going forward, if truly the struggle breaks out, and this is really the battle between good and evil, we need to apply their model to them, that we just don't kill them, we kill their entire families, everyone who's related to them, every cousin, every niece, every nephew, every brother, every sister, every child. And
And why? Why would you say that?
why? Because they will resurrect and come back, and they'll do it again in 2 or 3 generations.
Because you think it's part of their makeup.
Yep, this is part of who and what they are. I mean, the Bible references obliquely about Cain and Abel, and how Cain slew Abel. Abel was the son of Adam, and Cain was the son of the devil himself. And so that there's slight genetic differences there. I don't know what they are. It's above my pay grade as far as I'm not a theologian, but that's what's in on this. So.
And they're not Jewish. They're just fake. They're Satanists who claim to be Jewish and hiding behind the good Jewish name.
Exactly. And Jesus, even in the Bible, says that they are the synagogue of Satan. He references that directly when speaking about
And
the
he was
Jews.
Jewish. Yeah, he was Jewish, and he was saying these guys are not.
Well, he was Hebrew. Jewish is a
Okay,
relatively
yep.
new term, came out in the last 200 or 300 years. But Hebrews and Jews are a little different there. And so that these are all subtleties that you've got to do a lot of research and a lot of study to begin to understand.
Huh. And they stole the whole concept and made it look like they were the innocent, this innocent Jewish people, and they're the same where Jesus came from. And it's nowhere near true. This is not what these guys are.
It is not what they are, that they're not innocent. These are the type of people who will murder their mother and father and then beg the court for leniency because I'm an orphan.
Oh, geez. Now, how many people in Israel? Not just the Palestinians, but the Israel are pure Hebrew Jewish who are just snowed by these guys.
Well, the Sephardic Jews are the true descendants of the Hebrews of the Bible, what we reference here. The Ashkenazi Jews are the imposters; they're the frauds, and the Sephardic Jews are treated like second-class citizens.
That's yeah.
So it's it really is it,
And
it's
they're victims too.
they are victims. And so this is all controversial
It
stuff.
is.
And when you have organizations like the ADL that get funded, hundreds of millions of dollars to, whitewash and erase crimes committed by these people, and they, oh, you're anti-Semitic, and that's why this concept of the Khazarian mafia is so important, because it changes the meme. Because it's, no, I'm not anti-Semitic, I'm anti-Khazarian mafia, because there's
Exactly.
not a drop of Semitic blood in these people. And you have to look at it a little bit different. You have to change your focus on that.
Well, and I'm not going to publish this whole art, this whole interview on YouTube, and I will put it on, I'll put part on there and the rest on the whole uncensored version on other places, because I know this is just going to get censored, so why even bother? That way we can talk about what we need to talk about.
Well, let me give your listeners some advice out there right now, okay? I'm taking every spare nickel and dime that I have, and I'm buying guns and ammunition. They're hard to get right now. It's very, very difficult. But if we have a conflict coming, which it appears we do, we have retired generals openly talking about a coup in this country, and when we've got rioters with Antifa and BLM, which stands for blood, loot, and murder. And when you have these guys out there fomenting trouble in the streets, and they want to defund the police, and there's going to be no one there to defend you, you have to defend yourself. The other thing is there's an artificially being created a food shortage. So start stockpiling extra food if you can afford it. Do what you can. I mean, you can go to Costco and buy a bag of brown rice for about $9, 50 pounds. Buy it, store it properly, keep it, and start stockpiling up on this stuff, because if things get bad, they get bad. Other thing is stock up on spices, because you get really tired of brown rice every day after a couple weeks. But the other thing I want people to realize is start training, get yourself fit and strong and able as possible. Start running, start lifting weights, start doing whatever you can do, because if now they're threatening, they're talking about having the grid down. Now, I've heard this talk before,
The
but
what
this is the
down?
first time. The grid,
Okay.
the electrical grid. You think New York or Chicago or San Francisco are a mess now? Wait until there's a blackout that covers the whole city. You think it's a mess now? It's going to be a real mess then. That's going to be real pandemonium in the streets then.
Oh,
And
geez.
you better be fit. You better be ready to take care of yourself and handle yourself. Because these type of things happen, we're going to lose a great deal of our population. So it's a
How long do we have yet before we need to have our bullets ready and loaded?
last month.
I mean, it could happen anytime now, is what you're saying.
Anytime, anytime is what I'm saying. I mean, we don't know. Like you just mentioned, September 17th, they're starting some protest movement in front of the White House. They're going to occupy Pennsylvania Avenue and do all that. That may be the trigger. Who knows what the trigger is going to be? We don't know what it is, but it's coming down the pike. The tensions are getting higher. The tempers are getting hotter. It's not going to
Yep.
take much to ignite this thing. And know your neighbors, and if you have your cadre of friends who are also armed, because one man alone, or you might be formidable by yourself, but a three-man firing team can do a lot of work and do a lot of damage, and much more so than one guy as a lone wolf. And if you've got 10, 12 guys, better yet. If you've got 200 guys, better yet. But start organizing, start training. One thing you'll notice about the left, and I sent you this photograph of the buses that are lined up. There's 8 or 10 of these big, rock star style buses that the rock bands travel around in, lined up in there. They're well funded. They're well organized, and it's that's the difference. And we have a lot of really good meaning people on our side, but everybody I know is broke, and nobody I know is organized. And
That's very true.
think about this. I mean, I want to take you back to the Roman Empire. Rome was a relatively small country. I mean, if you took in all of Italy, yet they conquered all of the known world. How did they do it? They did it through superior logistics and superior organization. They were an organized fighting force. They weren't a bunch of rabble that like the Germans were very fierce fighters individually. And they would all run in and fight and give it their all. But they were running in against an organized fighting force that had a strategy, had a plan, and that was the superior force. They took them everywhere from Britain all the way over to Syria. Rome ran it all because of those advantages. And even though we have numbers on our side, it's obvious they have better logistics, better funding, and much, much better organization than we have.
Yeah, that is obvious. Now, how far out of the city do you need to be? Is there any safe areas?
I don't know what I don't know, but you sure as heck don't want to be in any of the blue cities. You know what I mean? You don't want to be in LA, you don't want to be in San Francisco, Chicago, New York, even Kenosha now. I mean, or Rochester. I mean, they're propagating their movement out amongst the smaller cities now. They're spreading it, and it's insidious what they're doing. And people, you better be prepared because they are coming for you. They've already said that it's time to start kicking in doors and taking what's theirs. You know, this nonsense logic that looting is really reparations. Well, I'm
Yes,
sorry,
that's just
I never
crazy.
owned a slave and you never picked any cotton, so what are you complaining about?
Oh, geez. This is coming from every angle. Michelle White Dove, I don't know if you follow her. She's a psychic who is absolutely incredible. She's hired by people all over the world. She won all these contests and she never wanted to be part of it, but she, after 10 years of bugging her, she eventually did it and she won them all. And she says, make sure you have bullets and make sure you have a lot of them. And she says, and when you think you have enough, get more.
Yeah, because you're not. Because once the supply chain breaks, and it's hard to get brass right now. It's hard to get the bullets themselves. It's hard to get the powder. So even if you can reload, once you've reloaded and you're out of powder, what do? You're done. I mean, your very expensive long gun there becomes a club. That's not a good way to be.
Exactly.
So, like I said, and remember during the Obama regime when they were ordering billions of bullets for civilian organizations, for civilian agencies? Why did the Forest Service need to buy 1.5 billion bullets? Why did
Who
Department of
knows? What were they doing? What is that for? This?
Well, they're stockpiling for this thing. They knew this was going to happen. This was part of their 16-year plan. They were counting on Hillary getting elected. And I want to speak here in defense of Trump. Everybody hates the reformer, and Trump said he was going to come in and reform the system. And all the resistance he's seeing, for everything from the Russiagate nonsense and Nancy Pelosi, Adam Schiff, all of these investigations, all this nonsense, now talk of a coup by retired generals. These are all people who are going to lose their illegal livelihood.
Exactly.
If he's successful and does something right for the American people. I mean, their whole role has been to, asset strip this entire country and impoverish us all, put us back into being a slave class. I mean, it's really, really sickening.
Well, it is. And did you have you followed what they've been doing to the elderly after over the last 3 and 4 decades? S asset stripping,
Absolutely.
putting them under
Absolutely.
guardian.
Because
That is in 40 trillion upwards or over $40 trillion. My jaw dropped. That was really hard on me, that interview, because I realized it was true and how many people have been hurt and destroyed by that. And that was a traumatic interview I did and exercise of research I did because I realized it was true. It was very traumatic. And I thought I had enough trauma and I could handle almost anything after the child trafficking trauma. But it was like, oh, this is a whole nother, this is really beyond. So now, do people buy silver, gold, cryptos, cash on hand? What do you do? All the above?
Well, I'll tell you what. Silver and crypto and cash, I mean, those are all great things to have. Don't get me wrong. I'm not going to put them down. I've got a little silver. I don't have any gold. Can't afford it. But what's going to happen is you're going to have 20 rounds of 45 caliber ammunition that right now is going to cost you about $25. When the supply chain breaks and goes down, that's going to be worth $100. And you'll be able to trade bullets for anything else you need because people aren't going to have them. They're not going to have enough. And that I got a credit Matt Bracken with that one. I listened to him, Navy SEAL, smart guy. You may put everything you have, buy as much ammunition as you can. And your psychic friend was right. When you think you have enough, buy more. And I'm telling you what, 1,000 rounds per firearm is not enough. I mean, if anybody who's ever seen, all right, let me rephrase this. When you go out on a patrol, for instance, Every soldier out there is carrying a minimum of 300 rounds of 5.56 ammunition on them, a minimum. Okay, more if you can carry it, but you'll burn through that in no time at all if you act, if actively involved in a firefight. It takes nothing to burn through that 300 rounds, nothing. So 1,000 rounds. Oh, I've got 1,000 rounds. It sounds like you have a lot. You got bupkis. You know, I
What do
mean,
you think you should have? 10,000 more? I mean, I don't know.
10,000 or more per firearm. I mean, if you've got two firearms of the same caliber, you need to have 20,000 rounds minimum, because once they're gone, they're gone, and they're a fungible commodity that you can trade with other people for other things you may need,
Wow. Okay.
because you're going to need things. You're going to need a bar of soap. You're going to need to have a gallon of bleach. You're going to need to have other foodstuffs that maybe you can't get or something. And there's things you're going to need, and that is a fungible, tradable commodity that is highly valuable.
No, I have my right license to carry. I don't have it yet, but I've done all the things and my paperwork's processing. Can I buy bullets before I actually have the carry?
Absolutely.
Okay, I'm gonna go buy them today. Like, I'm going today. When I'm done with this
Well,
interview.
you know, I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to tell you what. You're going to be stunned when you walk into the gun store to buy ammunition, because you know what? They're probably not going to have any, or if they do, they'll sell you one box.
Yeah, I heard. So you got to go every day, don't you?
Well, it's not about going every day. There's a couple of manufacturers that sell online only, but when I first started ordering from them, it was about a 2 week delay from the time I ordered to the time I received delivery. Now it's a 7 week delay from the time I
Oh
ordered
my
to
God.
now I re receive delivery. So,
Okay. Well, great.
but let me give a commercial here. Steinle Ammunition, Steinel Ammunition. Great guy, great products. Go to his website. The other one is Underhill Ammunition. Another great company, great products. They do the best they can. They're having supply chain problems already, getting brass, getting bullets, getting powder. And that's what's causing their delays. And
Steinhill is what's the first one you said? Underhill, and what was the first one?
Underhill and Steinle, Steinel.
Yell. Okay, I'm gonna go to both of them after I'm done with this and see how quickly they can get me some stuff.
Up to 7 weeks. Up to 7 weeks.
Oh my God, no, I gotta find better source. I'll try that and see if they can do it sooner. Where can people get hold of you, see your stuff, read your articles? Where's the best?
All right. Well, I'm glad you asked that, because you can always find my stuff on Veterans Today. That's where I'm at. But I have opened my own YouTube channel.
All righty.
Okay. I have my own YouTube channel. It's Mike Harris, colon, the short end of the stick. And so you can find me. I'm on there. I've got, I don't know, six, seven interviews up. I've recently been interviewing this guy, Austin Steinbart.
Yeah, now what is the deal with that? Because he is the Q guy that I have a hard time just hearing the story and thinking it's kind of a doopy situation. He says he's Q, his future person from the future, posting stuff for Q.
Well, he says that's possible by using these new quantum computers, that they have the ability to go forward, backward, future, past, that type of stuff, to send communications.
What do you think?
I don't know what I don't know, but I do know that Joseph's injunctions have that ability, and they're now using Joseph's injunction technology and forming these qubits. That's one thing.
And he was arrested, this guy, right?
He was arrested. I've interviewed him 3 times. He is a very, very, very intelligent young man, and I would put him up there with the brightest five or six people I've ever met in my life. He's that smart,
Oh,
and
really?
I'm a smart guy. My IQ is north of 160 by probably one figure of merit, and but he is a very, very bright guy. He knows things that it is impossible, or let me rephrase it, highly improbable that he could know without having been read in by some very, very credible sources.
And how old does he think his future? Why does he? How does he know if it's his future self?
Well, I don't know that. And you know, I try to get direct answers, but it's very difficult. He keeps going back to the quantum computer ability to reach across space and time both forward, past forward, as well as across the galaxy, you know, 100 million light years in another direction, to talk to alien civilizations.
Well, and I wouldn't mind interviewing the guy just to ask him, because if it's his future self, why would he even know? That's my problem with it.
Well, that's let me address that. Well, you're going to have a hard time interviewing him, because whenever I interviewed him, he was under house arrest wearing an ankle bracelet. Now, he was arrested over 180 days ago.
For what?
And has not been charged and has not been arraigned.
What was he arrested for?
He has not been charged.
No charge.
And arraigned. He does not know why. I attended his detention hearing yesterday, where he was asking to be released again and let out of the let out of the private federal corrections institute. He's being held in Florence, Arizona. He looked pretty dapper in his bright orange jumpsuit on video screen. They didn't even allow him in the courtroom. He had to appear by video because of COVID.
Oh, for God's sake. Yeah.
And so, but his attorney argued, says, you've had this guy in detention for 180 days. You've not charged him yet. How can I represent him? I there's no charges, so I can't start discovery. I can't issue subpoenas. I can't begin to mount a defense. And the U.S. attorney sitting in the courtroom said to him, well, we can detain him as long as we want under the provisions of the Patriot Act that allow us to do so.
Oh, for God's sake.
That's a gospel. I heard it myself with my own ears, okay? I heard it. So,
what did his attorney say at that point?
His attorney said, well, Your Honor, how am I supposed to do my job?
And what did the judge say?
And the judge said, well, we're just going to have to wait for the arraignment to find that out. So they're holding him indefinitely. And what that tells me is that he is a enormous threat to someone. Now,
that it's exactly right. I'd love to interview him just because of that. Well, that tells me there's more to this.
Well, he's still in the private federal correctional facility.
Now, can I get an interview? I mean, how did you get an interview if he's in there?
Well, he wasn't in there. He was under house arrest and was wearing an ankle bracelet and couldn't leave the premises. But I have three interviews with him up on my YouTube channel. And like I said, he's a very nice guy. He's young. He's 27 years old, probably 6'2" or 6'3". Very handsome young fellow. Presents well, nice as can be, affable, charming. Very high IQ, bright guy.
It's so weird. How old is his future self that's doing this?
I have no idea. Didn't bother to ask him that question. I wanted to keep things more focused on the here and now and the believable things. But while we're on,
on
the topic of Q, let me give you my criticisms of Q, okay? You know, I've looked at the things Q has said. Trust, who was that first AG for Trump, Sessions, trust Sessions, trust the plan, trust this, trust that.
The plan.
Q's been wrong on a number of things. And, you know, I like the Q movement. I like what they stand for, but I'm still a skeptic. And the reason I'm a skeptic is because if this is a psyop, and if it's designed to keep people sitting in front of their computer waiting for the latest Q drop and trusting in the plan and doing nothing, then it's effective in keeping people not getting up off the sofa to go out and do things that need to get done, like get yourself fit. You get yourself guns and ammunition, stockpile food, make sure you've got a bug out bag ready to go. Make sure you've got a place to go to in case things get tough in your neighborhood. You know, these are all things that people have to address and do. And if we're all sitting back and trusting in the plan and it's a psyop, we're all screwed.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm more action oriented. And back when I had my radio show on, I was on a number of different networks. I did it for about 10 years till I quit it just because I couldn't monetize it. And my theme music, my introductory music, was always the Superman theme song. And I always use that because I always open and say, folks, my theme song is the Superman theme. Do you know why? It's because there ain't no friggin' Superman going to come save us. We got to do this ourselves. This is life. This is a do-it-yourself project. We have to do this. We can't wait for some Superman to come down from somewhere or another and help us and do it and save the day, because it ain't going to happen. You know, the bad guys are counting on us believing in this type of stuff. That's why they plant these things in our cultural psyche here. But you know, we have to do this. We have to be prepared. We have to be the guy who's out training harder than the Antifa guy is. And you know, Scott Bennett's a friend of mine. I sent him an article a month or two ago about the drugs that they were giving ISIS to keep them jacked up and stuff. And I sent him an article, said these are the same drugs that Antifa and Black Lives Matter are on that give them such excessive energy to be violent and do things, not feel pain, not carry on, keep going. And the US media has presented it as a mix between methamphetamine and angel dust. So hang on here. I'll give you the name of it. Just give me one second.
Is this similar to what they did to the soldiers during World War II to have them stay up for days on end and just be hardcore soldiers, very violent and not be afraid?
Yeah, the name of it is Captagon. That's what it is. You can look it up. There's a Newsweek article, and it's called the Jihad Pill Used by the Islamic State Militants. This is the same stuff that they're jacking up the Black Lives Matter and the Antifa folks up in Portland and Seattle and these
Oh,
other places. They're
geez.
jacking them up on this. It gives you a euphoric feeling. You can do no wrong. Everything is great. Energy levels that they can go out and riot and burn and loot all night long. And that's what they're on. So, you know, when you're dealing with someone who is high on angel dust, they've had situations that just the police, just angel dust, where they put four, five, six rounds into a guy and he keeps coming. You know, that's what we're dealing with, folks. And whenever it gets ugly in this, if this conflict that the country is in right now becomes kinetic, you're going to be dealing with guys and women who are high on these substances, who are going to be next to impossible to stop unless you kill them.
Jeez, yeah.
You know, but you know, the people who they're using to do this, they're throwaways. And I want to point out one other thing for your listeners.
Yes, exactly.
When this first started, when Antifa was first going out, they were little college, skinny little soy boys with big fat girls who probably couldn't give it away at a frat party, you know? And now you look at the makeup of what Antifa and Black Lives Matters has changed into. Now they're bigger, they're stronger, they're a much different class, physical presence class. They look more like football players than they do these little soy boys wearing skinny jeans on skateboards. It's changed radically. And this directly collates into the emptying of all the prisons and all the jails and all these blue state, blue city jurisdictions. They've emptied out their prisons and they've recruited them into this Antifa BLM army. They're keeping them high on drugs and they're driving them around these buses. Like I said, I sent you the photograph of this taken at a Florida bus stop, and you can publish that on your site if you wish.
Yes.
But this is what's going on. I mean, they're well funded, they're highly organized. You know, we're not. They've got great communications. They've got spotters out there in the field that are directing operations on the ground. They've got a spotter up in the parking structure or up in a hotel room, looking at telling the commander on the field, go left now, go right now. There's a Trump supporter, you know, 100 feet away. Nail him. That's what they're doing. And that's the other thing that our side needs to focus on. Is communication by the Baofeng, a Chinese-made handheld little walkie-talkie radios. They're great. They've got about a 3-mile range. You want to buy as many as you want. They're less than $50 a piece. Get them because when things go south and your cell phone doesn't work, how are you going to talk to people? How are you going to talk to people within your group if you're trying to run an operation someplace to get your group out of your neighborhood alive because they're burning it down while you're in it? I mean, this is serious stuff, folks.
Yeah, it's pretty serious. Okay. And are you talking about this quite a bit on your show?
Actually, I've been trying to keep my topics really sort of you know, vanilla, because I'm trying to get enough subscribers and enough people listening to where I can get monetized by YouTube But I've already pretty much concluded that YouTube's never going to monetize me anyway, no matter what.
They're not going to let you grow. The people that I see grow, that's why it bothers me. Like Robert David Steele, he just started out of the blue like 4 months ago and he's growing. Why? And I saw my pop up and he's always the show they advertise. Why is that?
Well, I don't know. And, Robert David Steele also posts his stuff on Veterans Today. And, I like some of his concepts and his ideas. I like some, but he sort of annoys me because he's oh, I did this first. This was my idea. I did that. He's not about his guests. He's about himself. He's a little too self-aggrandizing for me.
I like to have truth. I like to have people that are putting everybody else before them in a situation like this. And you can't be selfish when you're here to fight for what's right.
Well, that's it. I mean, if you want to sell out and get rich and work for the bad guys, then go ahead and sell out and work for the bad guys. But you can't walk the tightrope here. You've got to be about service to others, not service to self. And
Yes, that's exactly
that's
right.
really is it. And folks, I mean, I've never been a religious person. I've never been. I don't. I really struggle with the concept of Christianity and the resurrection and Jesus came back to life. I really have a hard time with that. I mean, I really, really, really do. I've struggled my whole life with it. But I can honestly say that this is a struggle between good and evil. And this.
I can say that too. And I can say that you become closer to the idea of, to the, not the idea, but the reality that there's a love and there's a force that's good that I'm attracted to. I'm attracted to people who are good. I'm attracted to people who are in the fight for the real reason. And there's a clear difference. I can feel the energy difference.
Well, I can too. You can sense it on people and stuff. And I've been in the process of culling people from my life who don't have the right energy. And it's that time to do it,
Exactly.
where you've got to say, look, you've alienated me with how you behave, and it's time to disassociate from you.
Yeah, I need the good guys around me, and we need to fight together. Well, you are definitely a good guy, and so people need to follow you and get to you. Again, tell us where we can get you, and before we end this up.
Well, again, veteranstoday.com is where you can find most of my stuff. And then again, on my own YouTube channel here that I recently started. Like, I only have like six or eight interviews up. But that's Mike Harris, the short end of the stick.
Okay, thank you so much.
Well, Sarah, it is always a pleasure to be on your show. I mean, I really like you. I like your format, like how you do things. And the topics we discuss are somewhat dynamic.
They're out there, yes, and but people want to hear it and people need to hear it. And people think on their own. I got really smart people, so they know that when they listen to this, we're bringing information so they can grow and think and figure things out on their own and never take anything just hook, line, and sinker because we're all trying to figure stuff out too.
Well, we are. We're all constantly researching and exploring and trying to find. And people know in their hearts when things resonate. They can tell when something has a truth to it. They can tell when it doesn't sound right. Like this COVID thing. We've known this has been a fake since day one. What? This is a fraud. This is a bunch of bunk. We've known this forever. But we also know that other things that we hear are spot on. Like when they talk about a coup, we know that's real. We know that they're.
We just know there's,
That they're
yeah.
trying that this is what's up their sleeve next. And people you'll be are discerning. And when you hear the same message from a number of people who are bright, well-researched, articulate, and have their hearts in the right place, then start to believe it. I mean,
Yes, I agree with you. Well, thank you so much. You are such a pleasure to interview and to talk to, and I'm really lucky to call you my friend. So thank you.
well, thank you, Sarah, and you are my friend as well. I wish we lived closer because I'd invite you over for a cocktail and cheese.
And me and my husband would come and we would my husband would get a
Absolutely.
great he'd get a great education on the Mike Harris view of the world, and It's so good. When he came down to meet Dave Rothstein, I needed him to come down with me because that was before I knew who Jim Rothstein was. I'm like, oh my God, I'm gonna go interview this guy. I'm not going by myself. Afterwards, I was like, ah, he's a teddy bear. He's not gonna hurt me. He would hurt other people who are bad guys, and I wouldn't give him. But somebody who's like me, he doesn't. He would protect me 100%. Like, you can just tell the guy is
Yep.
so genuine.
No.
But I didn't know.
Rothstein's a stand-up guy.
But I didn't
What
know.
absolutely one of the
Yes. Just.
but you don't know until you meet him. You don't know. But Rothstein is a stand-up guy. I too will vouch for him. But people out there, if you can't afford to buy guns and ammunition right now, at least get yourself fit. Get yourself trained. I mean, what do you do when you've got a Black Lives Matter of 10,000, 5,000 coming down the street at you? Can you run a mile to get out of your way? Can you even walk the mile? If you've got weight to shed, shed the weight. Get fit. Start training. Get strong. Because I mean, you look at that poor kid Rittenhouse up in Kenosha. They were chasing him down. He had four or five of them with guns chasing him. If he wasn't armed and didn't know how to handle himself, he'd be the one who is dead right now. Look at that other Trump supporter where they. That was a hit team. That was a coordinated hit where they put a bullet right in his chest. I mean, they did that on purpose. I mean, that was coordinated. That was a practice run for what they're going to be doing more and more. And what do you do if you're just some diner at a restaurant sitting outdoors enjoying your meal with your wife or your girlfriend or just your friends, and this crowd of Black Lives Matter assholes comes in? What do you do? Do you sit there and take it, or do you stand up and fight back? Well, I'm sorry. I'm going to stand up and fight back. I'm going to be hurting some people. And, as long as I can hurt the first 10, hopefully I can back the next 10 off.
That's good. I would rather be by you if they came after us. But as it is, it's going to be a bunch of makeshift people here doing their best because we're all armed now. We're all ready to go, or pretty soon. So it is what it
Well,
is.
one more closing thing in combat. I've got to reveal something to you. I have always carried a firearm for the last decade and a half. I've always carried a 45 semi-automatic pistol. Okay, and recently I changed from carrying a 45 and went back to carrying my 9mm. I was talking to my son about this, and he says, "Why? You love your 45. You're good with it." I said, "Yeah, but the dynamic has changed." And he said, "Well, what do you mean?" I said, "Well, before, if I was accosted by a couple of thugs, and let's say they're, 250, 300-pound guys, that 45 is going to do it. And if I have two extra magazines with me, hey, I've got 22 rounds. I've got seven in the magazine, one in the chamber. That's 22 rounds. I can handle, two or three guys with that." And he says, "I said with the 9mm now, I've got 15 rounds in the magazine. I carry two extra magazine and one in the chamber, so I've got 46 rounds. If there's a group of Antifa Black Lives Matters thugs shut down the freeway and they're pulling people up out of cars, with 22 rounds, I'm not even going to take out 10% of them. With 45 rounds, I'm going to hurt a lot more of them. I'm going to hit a lot more of them with that." And so I had to change up my situation to adapt to the new dynamic of what the threat is out there. And so I'm carrying a less powerful, still very effective, but with many more rounds available to me to fight off the mob if they attack me. In addition to which, I'm now carrying full time my backup on my ankle, which is another seven rounds in the magazine. And I carry an extra magazine that I have sort of two magazines there. So now I'm carrying over 60 rounds. That if I'm accosted, because I do not want to be the guy who gets pulled out of my car and stomped to death in the street. That's not who I want to be. And like I said, you've got to adapt to the situation. So I changed up my choice of daily carry, let's just say.
Well, that's good advice. Oh, geez. I got to get on top of that. That's what I'm going to be on top today. So, thank you so much again, Mike, for joining us today, and I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome, Sarah. Thank you so much. Have a great day and stay safe. Be strong.